Okay, a few things I'd like to mention tonight. Number one, I got a phone call from David Elisha, who told me the Racham Shitzke Rebbe said, "Ein bein ada aleph la'ada beis ella bikur megillah matanas avyayinim." And as we know, what's the difference between ada rishon and ada? There's no mikur megillah, there's no matanas avyayinim, there's no shalach monish. Correct?
Shem Rachos Rebbe, you said?
Yeah. Baisois. The Elisha teaches Rachman Shrift now. Vaisois. Besides Mikra Megillah, besides Shalach Monas, and besides Matanos Avyayinim. Otherwise, the day is the same. The Hainu, the power of Tefillah. On Purim Katan, is Dr. Zelva be Purim. Look at Rav Daniel.
Could I be? Well, I wish I would have heard that before.
Myrav, I wanted to die. I wanted to.
Go in there before the 10:30.
Okay, I should have. I wanted to announce it to myself. I have to just the last. Rav Elisha called me 8:00. I wanted to. My plan was to announce
for the morning chakras and for the mincha.
Yeah, mincha is what I really want. I want to put out even a call tomorrow for mincha. Everybody, I can only chaper on mincha. I couldn't chaper on anything else. I heard this pshat. I should call everybody tomorrow and tell them, wish them a good Shabbos and tell all the men and women they should all daven tomorrow mincha with that. Mincha mit koiches.
Oh,
yeah. Hear that?
I bet you that the Yitzhahara, the other side has a certain power. In other words, if the power of tefillah is so strong now, much for the power of...
Now, to mix you up during davening, yes, is also strong. Pass it along to Baltimore and Silver Spring, Rabbi Isai. To Mayurdik Avart. I think everyone's heard this word, but it's a Mayurdik Avart. Mayurdik. Okay, that's number one. Number two. So I gave a vod this week over the phone to a group of people in Cincinnati.
Huh.
And it's
impressive.
Okay, and I spoke to a few. We're going to get these vod. They asked me about achila, the kayach of achila. He said, "Did anything else you ever speak about in your vod besides kayach?" I'm sure I almost fell off my chair. I told him a few of the things we've done and we've accomplished. It's unbelievable. Okay, so I want to tell you like this. This is from Naftali Kaplan was here. Okay, so we have to speak about whether or not we should do. I don't know what we'll do or not do. We'll see after the Shmaya, maybe we'll connect the vod that I've come across so far. But the next morning, he spoke in the Kail. I listened to it on the plane flying back so I could say it over. I want to share it with you. I think it's a very powerful thing. And it's the essence of what we're doing now in the vod. B'chal will give us chizuk in the vod. He said over three mar mekaymus. I'm giving Hakdama. He didn't say this. He said, "Chassid Shari Shavera to me, which is Baruch Shalom, Yisrael, the Machay Vosav Olam." What are we doing here in this world? What are we doing here?
It's the meeting place between God and man.
Meeting place between God and man. That's a nice word. That's a little tinge of chassidus in that word. The meeting place between man and God. The Mesil Sharm says, the Pasha says, he said, "Chassid Shari Shavera to me, which is Baruch Shalom, Yisrael, the Machay Vosav Olam." What am I doing here? I'm here to develop a relationship with the Bayer.
Sounds pretty similar.
Celebration of the Bayer. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says that we have another darga, and that is that we have to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Besides knowing why we're here to get close to the Bayer, for which we will get Olam Haba, but we have another tafkid, Nocha tafkid, and that tafkid is to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barab. Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, you're Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim by becoming and attaining Kedusha, which then allows us to be a vehicle of Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barab. Magdishov should be Kodosh. Magdishov should be Kodosh. I was once at a first time in my life I ever heard this term ever spoken by a person publicly. I was once at a simcha, and the Baal Simcha, unfortunately, is a person who I knew who was frum, and then Rahman al-Islam gave it up. A brilliant person. And he got up and he spoke about Tikkun Olam. Have you ever met anybody speak about Tikkun Olam?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, Tikkun Olam, when they speak about Tikkun Olam, they do not say the words V'malchus Shakai. As Rav Daniel will attest to the fact, as I've said many times in Shul, let my people go, Sheker.
Abduni.
Abduni. Shalach Esami, Abduni. No such thing, let my people go. No such thing. It's in the movies.
Literally.
In the belt, in the Torah day, Shach Ami V'Avdunis, let my people go and serve me. No such thing. You put a cold in there, but you erase the other words. No shaykhs. Tikkun Olam. Humanistic, generous, interactive, sensitive. A checker. Sakein Olam V'Malchus Shakai. Avada. Sensitive, humanistic, api alocha. Stam haka cup.
Women's tefillin.
Stam haka cup. Sakein oilom b'malchus shakai. Zokta derech Hashem chelik dalid. Our chiyuv is the misakin is called a bria kula. We are shutfim with a kodesh baruch hu to be misakin the bria that he left for us to finish off. Add on to the Rabbeinu Yoina, we have to be Magdishav, have to be Kodesh. That's our job. To be Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim. Mekadesh Shemoy Barabim. In a way in which, we have been misak in the Bria. Comes the Das Tfunis. To do that, you need koyach from Hashem. In other words, Hashem wants that his Magdisha should be Kaddish. Hashem wants us to misak in the Bria. Kaddish may be Rabbim. And what else does Hashem want? Tzapela. What else does Hashem want? He wants that the only way we can do that is by his giving us the koyach. How do we get the koyach, says the Das Tfunis? When we said yes and they said no. We became a mitzvah of the Yaisa. The mitzvah of the Yaisa, there's a big tumor, what's the difference between the mitzvah of the Yaisa and the mitzvah of the Yaisa? The mitzvah of the Yaisa says the Das Tfunis has the koyach. To be a shutter for the Bayre to change the world. So, Magdishav Kodesh, be Mesak in the Bria, realizing that it only comes by what we do because we said yes to the Kodesh Baruch gives us the correct to continue doing it. Here we have a vibe. What's our vibe right now? Where are we holding? Hashem, hello. I want to do your rats. I want v'tzetze amcha. Beisisho, kulanu, yodei shemach. What an awesome tefillah. Kulanu, yodei shemach. Kulanu. What an incredible concept. What an incredible concept. Kulanu, yodei shemach. That's what we want. What a powerful concept. I have to tell you the truth, that, again, as we've said many times, or I said many times, mikoyach davad, I have really felt, I'm only talking here privately, but I felt elevated. Pardon the pun, I feel elevated when I'm not aggravated. I try, my elevation has had, Baruch Hashem, an impact in stopping things, letting them aggravate me. We should probably make up a saying, something like, elevate, don't aggravate. You know? You know, when someone wins $1 million in the lottery, comes home and he finds that the toothpaste cap is not in the toothpaste. It used to be a big thing that he used to say, you know, you don't screw the cap back onto the toothpaste tube. Nowadays, you know, they don't screw off, so you don't have that, you know. Most people, if they won $1 million, could, you know, they would forget about it. You know, if they won $100 million, they'd forget about a few more things, right? And the other way around, Rachman al-Islam, when a person has tzaras, without mentioning chas v'shalom, the worst type of tzaras, they could also forget about a lot of things. Right? Things become inconsequential. I just met with two people in the room, that's why I was a few minutes late. Person is collecting for, person's collecting for kollels. They've been collecting for the last 8 years. They have 330 people learning from 9 to 10:30 every night. They have not missed a check. In 10 or 15 years, they're not missing a check. Right now, they're 4 months behind. And every month, these two people leave. They both have their own businesses. They don't take a nickel from this whole thing. Both have their own business. Every month, they leave Eretz Yisrael to collect. Every single month, they leave Eretz Yisrael to collect. It's unbelievable. Every single month, leave Eretz Yisrael to collect.
You've come here before?
I've come here before. I mentioned them before. There's one who was a fighter pilot with the bombs, with the, when they blew up the Iraqi thing. His son became a Chavrusa or a Chaim Kinevsky, whatever. Anyway, the Maisa. We feel. You can feel a little bit of the achrayus, the Klal Yisrael. That's what I've been getting. I want to talk to Hashem. I want to have a shaychus with the Borei. The Borei wants me to think about. The Borei wants to make a kiddush Hashem. It's a pelel de kazach. Unbelievable things. Why am I telling you this? So they told me. He said, why did he get into this? He says his parents were, one of them, the two people, his parents were from Vienna, very sophisticated, aristocratic people, built up a business, and everything was, and they were in a car accident. 15 minutes before a car accident, he spoke to his mother and father. 15 minutes later, they're both gone. So he went to Baron Leib Steinman and other Rabbanim. He said, I want to do something. Life is so fragile. He started supporting these kollel. Right? Perspective. One twist. Rachman al-Islam. The whole perspective changes. What an unbelievable concept. That's what I think. That's what I really feel. I don't know if you elevate, don't aggravate. I think it's real. We can do it, Rabbi Say. We are doing it. We can continue to do it. I have a shaychus with the boyrei. That's my whole tafkid in this world. Shaychus with the boyrei is my whole tafkid in this world. Okay, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday. I will be missing two Thursdays.